Hi. Well, I had to call because I wasn't too crazy about your Republican friend being there saying all those things about Robin Voss. I've watched Robin Voss now for about a decade. You know, I've been up close there watching him legislating and not legislating when they don't show up. So I just want people that are out there listening that might not know what Robin Voss and the other Republicans do down here, is they come down here and they pass really bad legislation, and then they go home and they say what those people in Madison do. Those bad people in Madison. They're the people in Madison that are passing the legislation that are affecting people around the state in negative ways, like the Foxconn deal, which was very bad, the schools, which have been defunded, the roads that have turned back to gravel. That is what Robin Voss has done for this state. Robin Voss has not been good for this state. He's not a good legislator. Everybody follows him lockstep. They don't vote for themselves at all, the Republicans. So I just think people need to understand that when they're talking about Madison doing bad things, they're talking about themselves. They come down here and they vote this stuff. And some of it, they vote in the middle of the night because they're so ashamed of what they're doing because they know they're wrong. So I just had to say that because I don't care for Robin Voss at all.
But Chris, don't forget, they also collect copious amounts of per diem.
Right. And they let people from outside of the state write their legislation for them, too. And they've been caught doing that.
Ask you, though, from a conservative Republican point of view, do you see how a guy like Bill could look at Robin Voss and say, yeah, this guy has been a success. He has passed the bills that I want to see passed. He has enacted legislation that I want to see enacted. I mean, to a Republican, at least a traditional, I guess, Republican like Bill versus, you know, Ram Jam and these new GQP people, isn't that exactly what they're looking for?
What is conservative about letting them sink like these high capacity wells in all over our state and having people have their lakes pumped out that, you know, were family lakes, like at cabins they went to for their whole life? I don't know what's conservative about letting the frack sand mining take over areas of our state and ruining people's land that's been in their family for years. I've sat with people in their farms whose land was destroyed. I sat with one woman whose daughter could not even return home anymore because of this sand in the house. She got a high capacity filter in her house, but her daughter couldn't come there because she would literally throw up blood. We did an interview with her. I mean, the damage that has been done to people across the state. There's people with Foxconn that actually lost homes over this deal, this deal that never happened. There were people that had dreams for their homes, had taken their homes and have worked on them for years and finally were going to retire. They had it where they wanted. They lost their homes because of this. They had to leave.
Chris, you don't think eminent domain is a conservative attitude?
Big government coming in and taking a personal home for development.
I think there's nothing conservative about this Republican Party. I don't. I really don't. And I think that really, I don't think that there's really anything about them that takes into consideration Wisconsin. And it's a shame because Wisconsin, it was once a great state, and people really should look at what we're losing. If you don't know what the Wisconsin idea is, people should look because it's going away, and it's going away fast. And it's a beautiful thing, and we need to bring it back.
What do you think, Chris? I know you live in the second, as do I. Mark Pocan is our respective congressman. But in the first CD, you got Brian Steil, the Republican. Obviously, that's right in his backyard. That's his corridor, although they might move the lines around. Hell, it's definitely in Robin Voss's backyard. I mean, if there was a political price to pay, and I know these are very gerrymandered districts, but the first could be a competitive district, at least if you made Foxconn a central plank. And I certainly think that, you know, holding it against Robin Voss, it'd take a hell of a candidate and, a weird stroke of luck to beat Robin Voss in his district as the assembly speaker. But it happened to Eric Cantor in Virginia. I don't think it's unprecedented to think that, you know, the king could lose.
Yeah, I don't think any race should go uncontested myself. I mean, that would be my feeling, but, I think that takes an active citizenry. I don't think that we should be counting want just parties to be doing things. We need citizens to be doing things in this state. You know, we really need to look at our local races. We need to look at county races. We need to look at all of this, and we all need to take some responsibility and say we do not want people that gavel in and gavel out. They're playing games with our lives, and it needs to stop. It really does. This doesn't just affect Republicans or Democrats. There's people that lost in this Foxconn deals on both sides there. There's people that have lost in COVID on both sides there. We really need to start having legislation that absolutely, we need people to represent us, you know, to start legislating for people. And I don't feel that we're getting that.
Chris,
and Robin Voss is the ringleader.
Should part of that be having conversations with guys like Bill McCashin?
I don't think that we should not speak to people that are Republicans.
Come on, that sounded a very political parsing right there.
Double negative is a positive.
Okay. Well, you know, I guess I have tried to have conversations, but I don't know if I would be able to because I don't. He sees Robin Voss in a very different light than I do. I would like to probably know what he knows about what Robin Voss has done in the state.
Well, the difference is, Chris, you see Robin Voss as smart and evil. And Bill just sees the smart. Where we also, I'd like to think, Dom and I, we also see the evil. You know, because it takes evil to know evil. And we are the devil's advocates. Chris, appreciate your call. You always add to this program. Be like Chris. Join us. Add something at 844-967-2789. You know, come around here again. Don't come around here no more. No, Bill McCashin, you're welcome back. I'm going to welcome
him
back.
Don't not come around here again.
Oh, okay. That all makes sense to me now. Come back, more devil's advocates. Don't not come back with us.